the TSA is a creation of Congress and the last administration, that in fact we're going to have to change their direction if we're going to change the behavior. But let's remember, this was an agency created in the ashes of the Pentagon and the Twin Towers that I don't think anyone thought would get to over 65,000 men and women who are doing what we've asked them to do, but quite frankly are now costing over $8 billion a year, sunk cost of over $57 billion. And if we fully burdened the air transportation system, would reflect more than $20 per ticket of cost increase. So this is one of those where we have to start asking, one, are personal liberties being protected? Two, is the convenience and efficiency of air traffic being affected adversely? And last, is there a more efficient way to do it? And that third one was really important, which was, we know that we can do this for less. We have to balance those areas in which a federal administrative law, they're not quite, they're not carrying guns, but they're administering federal law. We know they need to be there. We know they need to be our eyes and ears from a supervisorial standpoint, but we need to figure out whether we could do it with less and whether we could do it better. And I think that's what we're heading toward. At the same time, there were some very good things said about the men and women of the TSA, that they are, in fact, doing the best they can, often with machinery that was alleged to do something. And when it arrives, they're telling their bosses that at great cost, these things don't work.
Yeah, because it sounds like besides a behavioral issue in the airport, there's also a management issue with respect to acquiring equipment and whether it's deployed properly.
Oh, Tom, you're absolutely right. More than one quarter of the TSA is now administrative and management, much of that going toward procurement repeatedly of tools which simply do not make the work of our men and women in TSA better, just the opposite. They often don't work reliably and slow down the traffic.
And on the STOP program, where they look at behavioral analysis and trying to sort of spy out people that might be suspicious, sounds like that one wasn't really fully baked either in the view of Congress.
Well, in the view of Congress and in the view of the General Accountability Office, they found that this system currently doesn't work. In the review, they found that the guidelines were guidelines that were more of a checklist than a real training capability. And for a number of us on the committee who have two committees that met that have served on the Select Intelligence Committee, we understand that the years of training and special capability that the CIA and other groups have in order to begin to glean this is something that we're not likely to get much of. So is it worthwhile to invest in special training? Yes. Is this program ready for prime time? I think we made it pretty clear that it wasn't.